Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And it's lightening up outside. The sun is rising, so maybe that'll knock the temperature up a few degrees, but you're not going to get that much more. You're not going to get over 40 today. So it's not the temperature I'm ready for just quite yet. In fact, I woke up this morning and put on I've got a sweater. I bought these two sweaters at JCPenney because I was walking by and they were on clearance. They were like $6 each or $7 each or something like that. And they're button-down sweaters that weren't too thick. And there was one in gray and one in black. And they were extra larges, which is probably a little bit big for me now. But I was like, you know, that's all right. You want a sweater to be a little bit big. So I'm going to grab those. And so I took them off the shelf and grabbed them because I was in a hurry. They were on clearance, like whatever. And when I grabbed them, they were folded up. They still had the tags on them and the stickers and everything. And they threw them in the bag and I brought them home. And I had the bag kind of sitting on my dresser. And I was like, oh yeah, when it's cold enough, I'll put one of those sweaters on. And I thought about wearing one on Thanksgiving. But then said, it might be a little warm in the house for that. So I'll wait. And then when I woke up this morning and it was chilly, I said, oh, this will be a perfect day to wear one of those sweaters. And so I go and I pull the sweater out of the bag and I pull the sticker off of it and I take the tag off of it. And then I unfold it and get ready to put it on. I'm like, it's short sleeve? So now I'm sitting here in this short sleeve sweater, which is weird. So I brought another shirt to change into in case I decided I wanted to have longer sleeves today. But if you see me and I look weird, just know that I thought it was a long sleeve sweater when I bought it. Now I have two of them. So, but they're, it's nice. It's nice. I'm like Mr. Rogers, you know, come home from work, put on the sweater, go to work, take off the sweater. I was always impressed with the fact that Mr. Rogers like changed his shoes into like his, I guess, play shoes. He never really did anything that required him to have different footwear on. It wasn't like Mr. Rogers was going out back and playing soccer with Mr. McFeely or any of the other folks around. What was the handyman's name? Bob Sprockett. He wasn't going back there and playing around at badminton. He was just walking around the house. He could have kept his dress shoes on. Didn't have to wear any shoes. Also, was that Mr. Rogers' house? Or was that like just like a place that he hung out at? Because when you, like, he kept the sweater in the front closet and he didn't have anything else in there. Like, did this guy kept a separate house just for talking to kids? And I'm not trying to make, you know, Mr. Rogers into anything. No, no. The wonderful man. But if I was like, if they were like, hey, we want you to host a kid's show, and I know it was a set. I'm being facetious. But if they were like, hey, Tim, we want you to host a kid's show, but you got to get a separate house for it, I'll be like, no, I'm just going to do it from my house. Why do I have to get a separate house? People can barely afford to have one home these days, not let alone a home they only use for half an hour a day. But I guess he had to protect that house because that was the entrance into the land of make-believe. So without Trolley coming in and going land of make-believe, you know, maybe he would have sold that house. Maybe it could have been, you know, leveled and turned into a Hardee's. I don't know. My mind is a weird thing, and you're stuck with it because you listen to the show. So 508-996-0500. Also, just a traffic concern for you. If you use Route 79 in Fall River and go through the Duval Street corridor, or Duval, however you want to say it, but if you go through that stretch, there's going to be a change in the traffic pattern there. So instead of having that U-turn there at Corey Street, which I've used a bunch of times since they put it in, we probably did like three or four broadcasts from Duke's Bakery in the time since they put that in. Going over there, going to Barrett's, going to all those places, you know, you need to, that turnaround has been helpful. That U-turn has been helpful. But now that's going away. As of Thursday, that will no longer be active. They're permanently closing that U-turn so they can start building the real actual intersection that'll be there. And I believe the work is expected to be done on Route 79 within 2025. So we're reaching the end point of that. But it still seems like there's a long way to go when you go over there, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like there's still a lot of work left to be done? And I don't know when in 2025 it's going to be done. I don't think it'll be done before the rail comes in the spring. And as you know, the Fall River Station is right over there. And speaking of Fall River, I've got a question I want to ask the audience because I'm trying to find the answer myself. And I have not been successful in finding the answer. I've reached out to the Historical Society. Haven't heard back yet. I don't know. You know, I know that they've got the shop open for Christmas, but the museum itself is closed until next year for some renovations. So I don't know if the curator, Michael Martins, is checking email currently. But I have a question about Fall River that maybe some of you can answer. I was watching... I put Channel 6 on in the morning when I come in, and then at 7 o'clock when it switches to Good Morning America, I switch over and put Channel 12 on because I want to keep it local so I can see all the local things that are happening. And Melissa Sardelli, the traffic reporter, was getting ready to do the traffic report, and they show the map of, you know, the Fall River area showing how the Braga Bridge was clear and all of that. And I see up in the corner... You know how they label the different areas? It'll say like Berkeley, Taunton, Fall River, whatever. And then when they zoom in, it gets a little bit closer, like into like neighborhood areas. And I saw Fighting Rock Corner. And I was like, Fighting Rock Corner? I've never heard of that. Is there an actual Fighting Rock? And so I started Googling it to see what I could find. And what I found was a lot of like real estate listings that mentioned Fighting Rock Corner or the Fighting Rock neighborhood. but nothing that actually talked about what Fighting Rock itself was. So anybody out there that knows anything about that, let me know. I'm just interested in how it got the name. Even if it's just an urban legend that you heard, I'm just interested in hearing how it got that name, because it's fascinating. You got to think there had to have been something that happened there. And as somebody who loves local history, I'd love to know more. 508-996-0500. So I had mentioned, too, that the Standard Time, SouthCoastToday.com, has an update on the status of the pedestrian bridge across Route 18. And it is on track to be done alongside the launch of South Coast Rail Service. However, it is not going to get done by the end of this year as originally planned, which I think anybody looking at the bridge would know that it's not going to get done within the next 3 weeks or so, especially with the holidays coming up. But Matt Ferreira reports that the project is 75% complete, according to MBTA spokesperson Lisa Battison, saying that everything has run smoothly so far. The project has successfully completed the majority of the work over the state highway and along both Acushnet Avenue and Purchase Street, with support from both the city of New Bedford and MassDOT. So they've basically taken out all the false work, all the stuff that was like the temporary structure around it. So what you're seeing now is the bridge. But also what you're seeing is 75% completion of what it will finally be. So they're still working on some other aspects of it, including the elevator tower. They have to put the glass in. They have to put the elevator in. They also have to pour concrete and do the stair tower over there, as well as installing handrails and treads to the stairs leading up to the pedestrian bridge. So they basically got everything done on the Purchase Street side. And if you've driven by on Purchase Street, it looks really nice. It's like a nice little concrete kind of walkway up to it. And of course, on that side, it has to be, you know, more accessible, because there is no elevator on that side to get you onto the bridge. When you come over to the other side, to the Whale's Tooth side, then there'll be an elevator to take down anybody that is in a wheelchair or has mobility issues. But the Purchase Street side is pretty much done. But what still has to be done is finishing touches such as lighting, paving, and landscaping. So they still got to, pave over everything, make it so that it's nice and smooth, which obviously they're going to save that till the end, because you want that to last as long as possible. And also, people are less enticed to try to walk across it, climb the fence and walk across it. But then I think the last thing you're probably going to see is the lighting. And I'm sure there'll be a big to-do when that happens for the first time, if it's the lighting that I'm thinking that it'll be. And we haven't really heard, or at least I haven't heard, maybe it's been reported elsewhere, but we haven't heard much about what the lighting design will be. But I drove by a similar bridge in Worcester a few weeks ago. And this had, the LED lighting all up and down the glass tower and across the bridge. And it was changing color, if it was just various different colors in different spots, but it looked really cool. And if that's what this is going to look like, it's going to be a real signature for the city, which is what Mayor Mitchell said that it should be. It's why he fought the original $8 million bridge that they had planned, and said that the city deserves to have something that becomes an iconic structure. And I think that's what you're going to get here. but we're still months away from seeing it completed. So you have to keep imagining a little bit longer. And then once the bridge is completed, this was a question that I know had come up with Mary before. Once the bridge is completed, the existing nearby footbridge going across Route 18 will be taken down. It'll be demolished and taken down. And so there may be some shutdowns that happen as a result of that, obviously. But we'll have more information for you on that when it's going to happen. But that's pretty... It's already pretty much a standout structure in the city. So if you look, we're on the cusp of 2025 right now, just weeks away. So if you look 5 years down the road, which is not that long, 5 years ago, we were on the cusp of 2020. Right? Does that work out mathematically? So it's not that long ago. I might be off by a year. I don't know. I'm terrible at math. But still, 5 years goes by in the blink of an eye. In 5 years, you'll have a new pedestrian bridge lit up. You will have South Coast Rail service happening. You will have more marine traffic, a wider variety of marine traffic. You will have a new New Bedford-Fairhaven bridge that will likely also have LED lighting. I mean, these are significant improvements that are coming to the area. And I still see the comments. I put the story up about the bridge, and I still see the comments of people that say, oh, yeah, 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 I'll believe it when I see it. Oh, yeah, just like South Coast Rail is coming. Like, I don't know what those people are going to say in 5 or 6 months when the train is running. Like all of you, it's never going to happen. People are going to have to finally admit, oh, I guess it did happen. I'm sure you'll change your tune to, oh, it happened, but nobody's ever going to use it. And I do think that there's an overestimation of how much people will use it, but I think it'll get used. I'm certainly planning on using it to go to Boston at least once, try it out. I'm not a fan of not having my car. But I'll take a day trip on it. But I also think, too, that if other areas of the state have it and we've paid for them to have it, then we should have it as well. It should be an option that's there if we want to use it. And who knows? Maybe more people will start to use it once it's there than I'm expecting. But the point is, we paid for it in other places. We should have it here too. 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages or record open line voicemails. Send those on the WBSM app. Right now, though, let me take my next break, and we will be right back. Welcome back in. It's a beautiful life, right? And speaking of beautiful lives, I actually got skincare products the other day. Can you believe that? I know. Me, a guy that's never cared about skincare my whole life. I'm like, whatever. I just wash my face with soap and water. It's fine. Since I started shaving, you know, I shaved off my beard and I've been shaving every day, and it's not going to work out. The beard is going to come back because I shaved 2 hours ago and it's already growing back in. And I go over it with a electric razor, and then I shave with a blade razor, and then I go over it with the electric, and then I use a blade razor in the shower, and then I go over with the electric razor again. So I do all that I can to keep it down, and it still just grows right back. So the beard's probably going to come back just for simple management reasons, but I was like, oh, my, you know, kind of got to do a little something to the skin here. And I've been trying to get rid of the bags under my eyes. So I got some of that Lumen that we hear the commercials for. And my face definitely feels differently after moisturizing. I know it feels weird with me even saying that. But so far, so good, I guess. I mean, I don't feel greasy or weird about it. That's always my concern. It's like, eh. I have like some Dr. Squatch stuff that I put on my skin if I get dried out. But it always makes me feel like I'm covered in something, you know? I guess it could just be my own oddness, but I just could never get down with it. But this was all right. So who knows? Maybe I'll become a moisturizer. Probably not. And when I'm old and have leathery skin, it's going to be my own fault. Anyway, it is time to send me your male skincare routines at tim@wbsm.com. But then now it is time to go to the newsroom and get all the important information from Phil Devitt.
Some Democrats not too pleased with President Biden's pardon of Hunter. Watch out for these scams this holiday season. And the word of the year is bad for your brain.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Already reeling from their November defeats, Democrats now are grappling with President Joe Biden's pardoning of his son for federal crimes, with some calling the move misguided and unwise after the party spent years slamming Donald Trump as a threat to democracy who disregarded the law. The president pardoned Hunter Biden late Sunday, reversing his previous pledges with a grant of clemency that covers more than a decade of any federal crimes his son might have committed. The 82-year-old president said in a statement that his son's prosecution on charges of tax evasion and falsifying a federal weapons purchase were politically motivated. Donald Trump says he'll travel to Paris this weekend in his first trip overseas since his November election win. He's attending the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral, which was ravaged by fire 5 years ago. A Florida woman has been sentenced to life in prison for a gruesome murder. Sarah Boone was convicted of second-degree murder for zipping her boyfriend into a suitcase and leaving him to suffocate. The sentencing follows a trial where Boone claimed she was a victim of domestic abuse, a claim rejected by the jury. The victim's family expressed their pain and anger at the sentencing hearing, while Boone herself sought forgiveness for her actions. Police are warning of holiday scams. They say charity scams are the most common, where fraudsters look to take advantage of the generosity of others during the holidays. They also say grandparent scams grow during the holidays, where scammers will call elders posing as a family member in trouble and seeking immediate cash. And puppy scams are also common, so people are urged to do their research before purchasing a dog during the holidays. A team of scientists and cultural experts in New Zealand is embarking on a groundbreaking study of a rare spade-toothed whale. The species has been a subject of fascination for decades. With only 7 ever spotted, little is known about their behavior, habitat, or diet. The opportunity to examine a near-perfectly preserved specimen offers a chance to unlock the secrets of this creature. December is Seasonal Depression Awareness Month as the days keep getting shorter through the winter solstice. Around 5% of American adults suffer some form of seasonal depression. Symptoms can include a decrease in energy, sleeping too much, or changes to appetite. While it's often thought about as a winter condition, it can also affect people in other seasons as changes in nature affect moods. And many of us have felt it, and now it's official. Brain rot is the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year. Oxford University Press says the evocative phrase gained new prominence in 2024, with its frequency of use increasing 230% from a year earlier. Oxford defines brain rot as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially viewed as the result of overconsumption of material considered to be trivial or unchallenging. Of course, you won't get any of that material from WBSM.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Miami Heat at home last night. They host the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden on Wednesday. And the Bruins are home at the Garden this evening to play the Detroit Red Wings. That game at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunshine abounds. High temperatures today topping out in the upper 30s. Wednesday a bit milder, but that's just in time for a storm to dump some rain on us. This WBSM News Update brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
If you get weak like that, I would suggest maybe eating a little something. You might just be a bit peckish. Have some crackers, maybe a Gatorade. You might feel a little bit better. So some stories that I want to share with you. First of all, this was just a fun thing that happened on the WCVB.com website, the website for Channel 5. They have the story. So apparently they were doing a story on Sunday. And during the news broadcast on the 6 p.m. news on Sunday, they showed this scene, just a, you know, like a what they call B-roll footage. So it's just it's not anybody speaking, it's not anything related necessarily to the story. It's just kind of like a scene setter, background footage. On the story about the Newbury Street holiday stroll in Boston. And I guess there was a viewer who realized, or some of the viewers realized, that there was a celebrity in the shot and then took the screenshot and put it up on TikTok. And it kind of went like locally viral. Because right in the shot, you can see movie star Zendaya. You know her from the Spider-Man movies and from being Tom Holland's, you know, on-screen and off-screen girlfriend, right? And she's in Boston right now filming a new movie called The Drama with Robert Pattinson. And so she just happened to be strolling down the street when Channel 5 was like, we're going to get a B-roll shot here. So pretty funny that it worked out that way. And the people watching it you know, the people producing that segment didn't realize it. It was the people watching it that realized it. Like, hey, you've got Zendaya on there. So pretty funny. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff happens sometimes. And I'm sure she was happy to know that she was able to walk down the street without the news media jumping in her face and sticking a camera in her face. My guess is that the videographer was probably just, you know, out of the demographic of people that would know Zendaya. I mean, I'm probably out of that demographic. But I know her from the Spider-Man movies because I watch those. But WCVB also has a more serious story this morning that I want to direct your attention to. And this is a story. It actually takes place in Los Angeles, but it's a family who are from Massachusetts. So this family was flying from Cancun to Los Angeles. And they were on a bus at the airport. And if you've ever been to LAX, it's a huge airport. Absolutely huge. It's the first airport that I'd ever been to besides Logan. Because LA was the first place I ever flew. And I thought Logan was a huge airport based on just bringing people there, dropping them off. But once I got to LAX, I was like, oh my God, this is like a city unto itself. So it's huge. You need to take a bus to get around and to get from terminal to terminal and from the terminals to the car lots and all of that. And so this family was on the bus and a woman started questioning their 11-year-old son. And then when they got on the, I don't know if she was questioning him prior to getting on the bus or what, but when they got on the bus, he said to his parents, like, that's the lady that was asking me all the questions. And this woman was, they caught her on video. They pulled out their phone and started recording as this woman went on a racist rant. Your family is from India. You have no respect. You have no rules. You're not American, the woman is seen telling them. Now, Pervez Tawfiq and his wife Nicole and their kids are all born in America. They all are born in America. They don't speak with accents. They just look different than this woman. And Tawfiq said some of the things that she said were really offensive, telling us we're not Americans because we are Indian. I told her I'm born in this country. She kind of went off very quickly with a lot of racial slurs, like very fast. And I guess things got kind of heated on the bus. He said that she looked at our two youngest kids, 4 years and 8 years, as they were talking about the plane outside and said, shut up, just shut up. He said, immediately I snapped and said, you can't talk to my sons that way. That's unacceptable behavior. And the woman was eventually taken off the bus and questioned by United Airlines staff. The family posted the video to Instagram and said that they're hoping that more that will happen. Because as he said, you know, I hope that enough awareness comes from this that realistically people know that there's accountability now in the world and you really shouldn't make racist statements. And he was more upset about the fact that only one person on the bus defended the family. Everybody else just stood by and let this happen. Now, part of that is who wants to get involved with a crazy person on a bus at an airport? Because if you get involved, even if you're just trying to help out, you end up getting pulled off the bus and then you get on the no-fly list. So I get it. I get why somebody might have been careful and didn't want to interject themselves into the situation. If I was sitting there watching that happen, I would have the assumption of, wow, somebody's going to stop this, right? Somebody's going to take this woman off the bus. And after a couple of minutes, if it didn't happen, well, then I might have to fight the urge to say something. But I'm very cautiously aware when I'm in an airport, usually because I'm traveling alone, that I could be a red flag. Because I'm certainly acting suspicious in an airport because I have no idea what I'm doing. I never know where I'm supposed to go. I'm always standing in the middle looking around. I'm sure I look suspicious to somebody. So I'm cautiously aware of that. And I don't want to do anything that's going to get me on anybody's radar. But still, you know, he was upset that only one person tried to help the family. I guess News Center 5 asked United Airlines about the incident and they replied, no comment, which is not really the right answer to have. You know, you can put out a blanket statement and say something like, you know, we here at United Airlines do not condone that type of behavior. If that is indeed what happened, we are reviewing video footage and investigating. And appropriate course of action will be taken once that investigation is concluded. You know, something like that. By the way, if anybody wants to hire me to do their PR, I just can come up with that stuff off the top of my head. But that's, you know, that's just, it's all you got to say. The real problem here is that this woman felt emboldened enough to just start saying this to strangers on a bus. And also, where do you come up with that? Your family is from India. You have no respect. You have no rules. Every Indian immigrant family that I've known have been some of the most respectful and law-abiding people you could meet. I don't think I knew an Indian family until I was in the sixth grade. And I had a friend in my class named Ravi. And Ravi was born in India, and then they moved to Sandwich, Massachusetts, and his family owned a business. And they were great people. I think I went to Ravi's birthday party. Like, he was a nice, respectful kid. And everybody that I've known ever since then, where I would never make any kind of statement like that about Indian families. Some of the most respectful, some of the most conservative people that I've ever known. Although Ravi did introduce me to the Talking Heads. So I think this woman was just insane. And they became the target of her ire because they were there. 508-996-0500. Let me take a quick break, caller, and then I will get right to you. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. We'll go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Oh, hold on. Let me turn you on. There we go. Now you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I just got to say that situation to me is like what they call the Karen moment. That's not good. I would have been the person that would have stepped in and said something to that lady.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can say something without running the risk of, you know, the airline banning you from being able to fly again.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody, yeah, no, people have the right to defend another person. It's just like you don't need to be verbally abusive or nor physically. But, there is a way. I mean, I definitely would have said something to her. I would have humiliated her as much as I could possibly have done. Without swear words.
I think a person like that, though, I think is, you know, mentally disturbed. And I don't know what you can do to them that's going to bring them down. You're only going to amp them up, you know?
Yeah, they're wired wrong. True enough. So that guy that defended, that killed that wired wrong man on the subway, he's just finally going to court for that. You remember that?
I don't know that I do.
In New York, the subway.
Yeah.
So that man, that's just going to court. No, I think he's waiting for his sentencing. I was thinking, now that guy should be a man that should be Biden should give him a pardon, because I think that's just horrible. I mean, yes, it's sad that the guy died and he's mentally ill, but at the same time, he was up in people's faces. He was being a classic, like, apparently he's been arrested many a times too, you know, for his mental illness of being abusive towards people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's, first of all, there needs to be a better understanding that when you're in a situation like that, you know, obviously somebody is disturbed, but the problem is people just get so defensive themselves that, you know, they want to protect themselves that they're not really thinking about that other person and their mental state.
Right, you're not, and that's the sad part. And I mean, even the police officers, you know, they've been in situations where they've actually killed somebody that was mentally compromised, and you know, it's just a sad thing. There's no way to know, you know, there's just no way to tell anymore because people are just outright crazy anyways anymore. But yeah, so it's a sad thing. It's too bad, like, there wasn't, you know, some way for all of us to know, but then we'd be rich because we would know a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know enough to get through the day without falling on my face.
That's right. So, hey, listen, I watched that Unbinding. I could only watch half of it, and then the next day I watched the other half. That is some really weird stuff, huh?
I didn't get a chance to watch it yet, but, you know, just knowing the story of the crone is pretty fascinating.
Right. Well, that's what I found really fascinating about it was the crone. Some of this, when you watch it, it's a little overplayed. But yeah, it was just learning about that crone. So interesting.
Did they talk about Billy at all? Billy, the idol of nightmares?
No.
Okay.
No,
that's another statue they have. That one I have been around quite a bit. And Billy doesn't like me. We don't get
really
along.
No, you know, they talked about other statues. I'm pretty sure I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Billy loves Stephanie Burke and hates me. So every time we're around him, like, Stephanie has to hold him and walk around holding him. And then if I get near him, the back of my neck feels like it's on fire.
So what do you mean, hold him and walk him?
She has to, like, walk around with the statue. She has to carry the statue around.
Oh.
Because he wants to be with her and she wants to be with him. It's very weird.
Okay. And another thing, you tricked everybody. You went to Foxwoods.
Yeah, I mean, it was unplanned. My dad said on Thanksgiving that he had the tickets, so I was like, yeah, I'll go. I'll take them.
Yeah, I think that's so neat. But it was unplanned. Oh, I thought maybe you kind of, like, knew you were going to go.
No, he asked me at Thanksgiving, and I thought I was going with him, and then he told me Saturday morning that he wasn't going, that I was going by myself. So I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I didn't really have any plans. Like I said, I just might go to the movies or something. But
right.
when he suggested it, I was like, oh, I'll go to a beer festival and concert for free, sure.
So, hey, how was it getting there? Any really weird construction? Was it confusing?
Nope. Everything was normal. Just drove right in. Everything was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I still might try to make it out there sometime. Well, not now this time of the year. There's no sense, but... Yeah, I was just curious about any new construction.
No, nothing going on. I had a little bit of a traffic slowdown in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. And, you know, obviously if you go in a weekday afternoon and you hit the traffic around the Washington Bridge area, you might get slowed down. But no, I pretty much cruised right in, no problems.
So does Fall River have a Commerce? I was thinking maybe you could call them and ask them about that. What's it called? The Rock Fight?
Yeah, Fighting Rock Corner. I reached out to the Historical Society, and then I figured there's a few other people I can reach out to try to find out more.
Yeah, like the Karmish, right? Isn't that what they call it?
I don't know what that is.
The Traveler. Geez, there's another name for it. Oh, I don't know. My mind's working slow.
Well, you think about that. I got to hold you there. I got another break I got to take here.
Yeah, no worries.
You have a good day.
Have a great day.
Caller, hang on. I will get to you probably after the news because I got to play this last break before we run out of time. We'll be right back.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.